This is KCLA FM, Los Angeles. Now broadcasting from coast to coast and around the world on web radio at KCLAFM.com. Stay tuned for more.
You ready?
WebRadio.com, your internet radio destination for the new millennium. Live anytime.
On any day.
From anywhere. It's WebRadio.com. Nothing can compare to what's happening across the network. So come listen to this station live at WebRadio.com with music,
news,
sports,
whatever your taste.
It's there. Web Radio also has some cool giveaways all the time. Be sure to check it out. WebRadio.com.
You're listening to the Dating Advice Girl Radio Show on 99.3 KCLA FM, your source for dating advice in Los Angeles.
Hey, singles, it's Erin, the Dating Advice Girl, here on 99.3 KCLA FM. In Los Angeles. Oh, we are dancing in the studio with that one. Oh, yes. That's a Basement Jacks remix. Basement Jacks from back in the day. Those of you house heads, house music fans, know who I'm talking about. Those of you who don't know, like, back in the day house, they're not original, but they're more in the 90s and stuff, and they have a new album. This is a remix from the new album. Anyway, all that to say, I love that song. Okay. More importantly, this show is going to be awesome today, you guys. I had the pleasure of interviewing somebody pretty amazing here in the LA area. I am part of a Monday night running group here in LA called Blacklist LA. I forget how I was even introduced to them. I think it was through a mutual friend. I love fun runs. Like, I'm a big fun run girl. So, like, you know, like the mud run and or Tough Mudder and, you know, laser light show 5K and, like, all those fun things. I love that kind of stuff. So in between all of those fun runs, I have been looking for some sort of running group. Long story short, somebody who I do fun runs with or have in the past said, you know what, there's this Monday night group that does runs that are like, you know, 3 to 4 miles, nothing really crazy, because I like the fun runs because they're shorter, they're not like a marathon. But long story short, a friend of mine introduced me to this group called Blacklist LA, and honestly, and you'll hear, I actually interviewed one of the guys who organized the group way back, and, you know, when we started, I was one of the original group, I won't say OGs, but I was like, kind of towards the beginning of when it started. There were maybe like 15 of us, 20 of us. Now it's like hundreds of people on Monday nights. It's 10 p.m., different starting points each month. When I recorded this interview with Eric, who's one of the organizers for it, we were starting at LACMA on Wilshire by the tar pits, but they start downtown a lot. And basically, he'll tell you about it in this interview, but basically, him and the other organizers organized it just as a fun way to do a run, to motivate others to run to for health purposes, for community sake, you know, to get to see the city as well. So that there's always a destination point about midway through the run that where we stop and look at some really cool graffiti art or some artist that's done done a cool art installation or art, like airbrushing graffiti type thing on the side of a building or something. It's really, really cool. And honestly, it's a really good group of people. And I found out that actually some couples met through the running group. it's so funny too, because a lot of times people will ask me, okay, so where should I go to meet other single people? And it's like, okay, do what you love to do. Do things you enjoy doing, and you're going to meet other people who enjoy that stuff too. And it's going to become, or it could become, a love connection. And so there's several couples that met in this running group. Okay, I love it so much. But so I was just interested just in the whole, you know, I feel like, you know, there's just been a lot of weird stuff going on just in specifically here in the U.S. like a weird, like, just kind of people feeling disconnected from each other, or feeling like us versus us against them, kind of that mentality. And I just am really, it's just really cool to be around a group of people, or a guy. I mean, Eric's got to be like in his mid-20s. I forget. I mean, he might say during the interview, but he's a young guy organizing groups of people to take pride in LA, to meet other people, you know, do something like, you know, something you look forward to once a week with other people who are also enthusiastic about running, or, you know, just, you know, seeing the city or whatever. And I just think that's really cool and really important. And I thought it was really cool. So I thought I would interview him. And again, talk a little bit more about, like, the couples that have met in the group too, because again, I think when you find that sense of community with somebody else, and you're doing something you love, or you're doing something for your health or whatever, it makes you more attractive, and you're doing stuff with the same people, with people who have the same objective. You know, they're all there together to run, to work out, to have fun, to see the city. And, you know, and it's just a really uplifting, fun group of runners. I have to say this too before I start the interview too. You know, I've been a part of different running groups, and it's one of the nicest, most encouraging running groups I've ever been a part of. They're just, everyone like applauds each other at the end of the run when, like, the people who are slower, which is usually me, like, everyone like applauds them and high fives them when they reach the finish line, so to speak. I mean, it's a really nice group of people, and this young LA guy helped create this group, Blacklist LA. So here's my interview with one of the organizers, Eric Valiente. Before I get to that, just at the end of the interview, I actually did interview one of the couples that met through Blacklist LA, through the running group. And after that, it kind of relates to the interview. I'm gonna answer one Dear Dating Advice Girl question from a single guy who's trying to, he's having some trouble approaching girls, and he wants to know some tips on how to approach girls, which, again, if you're part of some sort of social group, like a fun run group or that kind of thing, and there's somebody cute in your group, I'm going to give you some tips on how to approach that person at the end of the show after I play this interview. So without further ado, here's my interview with one of the Blacklist LA running group organizers, Eric Valiente. See you in a sec. So I am here with Eric Valiente of Blacklist LA. This is amazing. It's nighttime, as you can see, because he has organized, and I think you created it, right?
Yes.
You created Blacklist LA.
Yeah, with a
LA.
Couple of people.
With a couple other people, and it's basically what I know of it to be, and he's going to tell us more. It's an amazing nighttime running group. They run Monday nights at 10 p.m. at different starting points. Right now we're at LACMA Urban Lights on Wilshire, and it's amazing, and this... Here he is. Here's the man. Eric Valiente.
What's up?
So tell us, I totally probably butchered what this is all about. Tell us, what is Blacklist LA?
Blacklist LA is it's a run group that meets, you know, Monday nights at 10 p.m. And it started when you were there, and it was like 30 people.
Crazy.
And one of the things that we were talking about right now, there was really no megaphone, and it kind of grew into this huge, large, massive group.
Yeah.
And I think we have an average of like 250 runners.
It's insane. It's insane.
Yeah.
It's so fun.
It's crazy, but it's overwhelming, but it's fun.
Yeah.
But those runners, the reason that they come out is one sense of community. They want to talk to each other, engage with people around their community. And then I would say the majority of them come out for the street art.
Yeah.
So that discovery concept of there's all these murals and wheat paste and these stories around Los Angeles that a lot of people don't get to see.
Yeah.
And that's why we bring them out at night. One, the streets are a little bit more clear.
Yes.
We're able to, you know, take a street if we need to explain the art. Mm-hmm. But that's why they come out. Street art, community, and running.
And why? What was your motivation for pairing the street art with the running? Like, what was that?
So with the street art, I've always been a fan. I would say for about 3 to 4 years now.
Well, it's part of LA culture, I feel like, too, because I'm not a native Angeleno, but I do feel like there is, that is kind of, that's an LA thing for sure.
LA thing. I think at once it was, at one point it was the street art capital or like mural capital of the world.
Oh, wow.
We were trying to get back there.
Cool.
It kind of fell off. But,
yeah.
With street art, like, I think it was the vulnerability that it has, that these artists are able to paint this wall or, and sometimes it's not commissioned by the city of Los Angeles, so they do it on their own.
That's amazing.
And the fact that, you know, people are swinging by left and right or passing by and are judging their art. And they have this, that sense of vulnerability of not caring what people would think of their art, but what they want to say to the world.
That's awesome.
Because I've always been the street art fan. And honestly, I wanted to do like a biking thing first. And then a lot of people don't have bikes in Los Angeles.
I don't.
Yeah. Okay, so you got to get one.
I do. Yeah.
We'll figure that out, but we gotta get, right. But anyways, that was it. That's the response I got. So I was like, well, you guys have running shoes, and a lot of my friends are runners.
Totally.
And I was like, would you guys be willing to come out and run to these places?
Yeah.
And they were like, as long as it's no longer than like 3 or 4 miles, then I'm good.
And let me just say, that's perfect for me, because I love running, but I am not a marathoner. I mean, I know you just, a group of the blacklisters did the marathon and do it every year, which one day I'd like to do it, but I love the fact that it is only 3 or 4 miles, because I can handle that, especially after a long work day or something. It's like, oh my god, that's perfect, I need to exercise, I can handle 3 or 4 miles, but probably not more than that.
You could do it. I think next year
I probably could.
It is on Valentine's Day, February 14th, just saying.
That's what I was gonna say.
With the city of LA running, and also your first marathon.
Okay, I just want to say real quick, so the LA Marathon in 2016, that's what he was just talking about, is on Valentine's Day, which is kind of amazing. Again, my show, dating advice, love, and all that. Like, it's kind of cool that the LA Marathon's on Valentine's Day next year. So I'm sure there's going to be a whole bunch of, like, cute couple themes during the marathon. But let's continue.
Girl, that I'm so glad you brought that up. You made an announcement last time I was here that the marathon is falling on Valentine's Day, which is amazing. 14. And so that's a really great segue to the next question. So you're saying that there's some couples in the group that actually met through Blacklist.
They have.
That's so cute and so funny. Like, I love that. It's so funny. So, I mean, you really have built a sense of community, and besides relationships, just friendships that have been built too, which is so amazing. What do you think is the thing that, like, makes people connect in the group? Like, can you define what has made that happen?
The energy, I think. One of them, it's like, you know, it's not tangible, but as far as that positive energy that you feel coming into the group.
Yeah.
We always joke around that there's a lot of negativity out there. You know, you turn on the news and that's what you see, and that's what people report.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's time to switch that and, you know, give a good dose of positive flow and energy on a Monday to start the week.
You know what, and I love it, and it's so well put, and that's one of the reasons why, I mean, you know, we were talking before, my friend and I were talking about how, you know, I've been at other running groups, and for me, it's not as supportive at all. The fact that, you know, in Eric's running group, you know, there's like, you come to the finish line, like, and everyone's clapping for you, and like, yeah, go guys, and like, you guys wait for everyone to catch up at certain points during the run. That's amazing, and that really makes you feel like you're part of something, and for me, that was why I keep coming back too. I mean, it's fun, it's supportive, it's encouraging, you know, for people who maybe aren't marathoners.
Yeah,
you know?
That's exactly
it. So great.
And then the other thing that we wanted to capitalize on is exactly what you said, was if you are asking your questions at home, like, am I too fast? Am I too slow? Is this the right route for me? Am I cool enough? Am I not? Whatever the question was, we just wanted to take that out and just say, come out and run.
Yeah.
I know it's a weird time, but this is the perfect time to see the city at night and to kind of slow life down.
Yes.
And being able to enjoy it with the people that make the city work. You know, like,
I just love
there's
it.
People that might be checking you in somewhere or serving your coffee or making literally the city go round, and you get to meet them here.
I
think
love
that's
it.
A cool thing.
I think so too, and I mean, you know, you touched on an amazing thing too. I mean, I'm a big person who likes to connect people, and I just feel like sometimes that sense of humanity gets lost sometimes, and I always feel that message, because you always, he has a bullhorn he uses to talk to everybody. The group's so big now, and you know, I always feel that, you know, that sense of humanity and community that you create, and I'm always so impressed by that, honestly, because I too am trying to do that with my dating advice. Just you know, like, we're all in this together, everybody.
We are.
You know, and we need to remind each other of that, and honestly, that's where friendships, you know, come out of, that sense of connection and relationships and all that kind of stuff. And that's, for me, being a dating expert, that's the basis of all of it.
Yeah.
Just respect, connection, you know, a feeling of like brotherhood and sisterhood.
Exactly.
And
exactly.
So I love that that's your message. So, okay, tell people how they can find Blacklist LA or, you know, social media stuff, all that.
Yeah,
where can people find you in Blacklist?
Definitely Instagram. We're highly active on Instagram. It's at Blacklist LA. And we have a Twitter, which is _ Blacklist LA also.
Okay.
Facebook, not so much right now because we want to really focus on Instagram and we're launching a website soon.
Oh, good.
But anything that you want to find out, if you go on the Blacklist LA Instagram page, you'll find it. Feel free to shoot us an email if you have any questions or drop a comment and then we can answer them. We try to respond within like 6 hours.
That's
for
impressive.
Sure. Yeah.
Because I have like emails from like a week ago.
Oh, we try.
So, no, totally.
Yeah.
That's awesome. And so, okay, and just so everyone knows, Monday nights in different locations, that's why it's good to follow the Instagram,
yeah.
them on Instagram, because you know what the starting point is. But Monday nights, 10 p.m. And have you missed a Monday?
No, we haven't missed a Monday. Rain or shine,
Monday.
Holiday, we're out here.
There you go.
Street artists deserve it. So street artists deserve it, the city deserves it, and
the runners deserve it.
Yeah, runners deserve it.
I knew you were going to say it. Eric Valiente, Blacklist LA.
Come run with us next Monday. If not, join her February 14th, right? You're saying it out loud.
I
so would you say it out loud?
I am not. No, you said it. I didn't say
I'm just saying people should join you February 14th. Just saying.
Stay tuned. Am I going to run it? Am I not going to run it? We'll see. Yay.
Okay, so that is part of the interview. Oh, yeah, here we go. Wait, there's part two.
Really, anything exercise related can be very social and be really great date ideas.
Yes.
I mean, it's perfect. I mean, I'm a very active girl. I love sports in general. So for me, I think it's great. So, yeah, I mean, so you think like bike riding together, running together, those kind of things can be really great for
yeah,
couples.
Yeah, I think, I mean, there's trails and roads and things, destinations that you can visit on a run or a bike.
Yeah.
And one thing that we like to say with runners is you're automatically empathetic to the other person because you feel like what they're feeling. If you're exhausted, you felt that before.
Yeah.
So that's common ground already.
Yeah.
And runners can talk about their stories of when they got their medal, when they injured themselves. So
totally.
You kind of get to talk to the person on a running level and then find out if you want to take it further.
Oh my God, I love
yeah.
that.
And it's true because some people are like, oh, you know what? Maybe you're not for me. Or someone's like, oh, yes, let's go run together, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Because you get to establish that and know our feelings. Like, no one gets hurt.
Well, you know, I think that's awesome. And the other thing I like to do, and this is great, I say that, you know, some of the best date ideas are things that are experiential or something where you have to encourage each other.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
like, you know, like, I actually did a rock climbing thing not long ago because I was like, this would be a great date night idea. And I'm like, it would be because, I mean, you're literally physically supporting each other up a mountain or something, a boulder, whatever it is, or up a wall in a place. But you know what I mean? It's like that creates a bond with people, you know? And so I think it's a great date night idea.
And trust. Immediate trust.
Absolutely. So I know it's really great. So also, okay, so, you know, you're born and raised in LA?
Yes.
And so I get that too. You have a huge sense of pride about your city, which
yes.
is great. I love LA too. And so, you know, like that theme runs through the organization as well.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
tell us a little bit about that. You know, why do you feel it necessary to be like, rah, rah, yay, LA? Like, what is that for
I
you?
I think it's appreciating the city a little bit more. So you could get caught up in where I want to live or let me go to the East Coast or let me go to another big city.
Yeah.
It's like you're living in a big city.
Yeah.
So why
it's an amazing
are you leaving?
City.
Yeah. And where we're at right now in Los Angeles, it's transforming. So you can leave your footprint however you want.
That's so true.
And, you know, with the street art, right now we're at LACMA, all these different destinations that people just drive by because
mm-hmm.
they're too busy going from work, home, gym, home, all these things.
Mm.
And what we try to do, either on a bike or running, it's like slowing that down and appreciating the city a little bit more.
Yeah. Yes.
You know, on our marathon tank, we put LA's flag in the back, and it looks like Rasta colors. And everyone's like, oh, are you Jamaican?
Yeah,
I'm like,
yeah.
I'm not Jamaican. I'm like, this is LA's flag.
Oh, wow.
And not a lot of people know that. And
yeah.
That's, I love to see that, like, sense of community and pride when
yeah.
you see the flag, because now they learn something else about the city. That, like, I learn a lot of different things every day.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, it's, you live here, you should celebrate it, and you should love it. It's your community, and if you want it to be better, then you should be involved.
Oh, my God. can't, I mean, you should, like, run for city council or mayor. I mean, seriously. No, but seriously, I mean, you really genuinely love this city, and it shows, and you're doing something really fun to bring people together in the city, and it's great. So, once again,
Thank you, guys.
All right, there you go. I mean, like I said, you can see how awesome he is. That's how awesome the Reading group is as well. It's just a really good group of people, really supportive, really fun, and you're getting exercise. I mean, one of the last times I ran with the group, I haven't been able to make it the last couple Mondays, but one of the last times I ran, there was a girl who got on the mic, and apparently she'd lost like 150 pounds or something just by like adding running into her life. I mean, that's pretty, a group of us were emotional hearing that. Like, that's a huge life-changing thing. And when you're around people who are that supportive and it's a fun thing you're doing together, I mean, just freaking amazing. I just love it. So I just wanted to interview Eric and just introduce you to him through the show. But come out and run with us. I mean, Monday nights, 10 p.m., different locations. Again, find them on Instagram at BlacklistLA. Find them on there. That's where they say where what the starting point is. And it's the same starting point every Monday for a month, and then each month it changes starting points. But it's a really great, it's so much fun. I can't say enough about them and about Eric. He's fantastic, and we need more people doing stuff like he's doing. I love it. All right, you guys, we're taking a quick commercial break. When we come back, we are going to answer the Dear Dating Advice Girl question from the guy that wants to know how to ask out girls and like meet other girls and stuff. Because again, what if you're at Blacklist and there's a hottie, a hot guy or girl there that you're like, oh my God, they're cute, but I don't know what to say to them. I'm going to help you and give you some suggestions after this break. Stay tuned.
Another great place to use Visa.
They say that on the Champs-Élysées in Paris, the brioches are so delicate and the pain au chocolat so delicious, you'd almost think you were at Pike Place Market in Seattle, where you'll find Le Panier, one of the finest French bakeries around. But if you want a taste of Le Panier's world-class casse-croûte, bring a discerning palate and your Visa card. Because at Le Panier, they take baking to an art, but they don't take American Express. Visa, it's everywhere you want to be.
Double your pleasure, double your fun.
That's the statement of the great man.
Double
income, double your sentiment, your merriment, double your moment of fun, double your delightment with the right mint for refreshment. It's the only one.
Double your pleasure, double your fun.
That's the statement of the great mint.
Double income.
My friend John and I think the road rules. We've got lots of ideas on where to go. Unfortunately, we're a little low on bucks. I'm thinking we're going nowhere fast. Then John found out about this Greyhound 2-for-1 companion fare. We can go just about any place, anytime, and we only pay for one ticket. Two for the price of one. And there's no hassles, because we only have to buy our ticket 3 days before we go. So John, if you're listening, I got one thing to say. You the man.
The Greyhound 2-for-1 companion fare. Call now for details. Special conditions apply.
Hello, Pringles 800 number.
Yeah, hi. You made a mistake with my Pringles.
Sir?
See, it says fat-free on the can, but they don't taste fat-free.
Sir, if it says fat-free original Pringles, that's what they are.
Listen, talk to my wife. Blanche!
Yeah, hi. You made a mistake.
No, ma'am. Fat-free Pringles are made with Olean. That's why they taste just as good with no fat and half the calories.
No way. I know when it's missing that fakey no-fat taste. Listen, I'll mail you one. You taste it.
New fat-free Pringles. Tasting is believing.
You're listening to the Dating Advice Girl radio show on 99.3 KCLA FM, your source for dating advice in Los Angeles.
I hear you in the
music. Oh my God, I'm so into this song. I'm sorry, you guys. That's awesome. It just makes you want to get up and dance. All right, you're listening to the Dating Advice Girl radio show on 99.3 KCLA FM in Los Angeles. Oh my God, I got so excited I couldn't even talk for a second. So, okay, so we're back in the studio, and I just played the interview with Eric Valiente of Blacklist LA, talking about community and running, and LA is awesome, and rah-rah, and it's awesome stuff. So, you know, I mentioned, and he mentioned as well, that there are some couples who actually met during the runs, during the Monday night runs, which is so cute. And by the way, I have video of this interview as well that's going to go up on my YouTube page and on the website. So you got Eric's adorable. And then I actually interviewed one of the couples that actually met through Blacklist. So you can see one of the adorable couples that runs together on Monday nights there too. But so, for example, that couple, like when the couple I interviewed, I'm sure that the guy was super nervous. He saw this girl, and again, in that interview, you'll have to see on YouTube. You know, he's talking about how he was nervous when he first saw her and all this kind of thing. So what do you do if you find someone super cute at, like, when you're out doing something social, or you're out with friends, or you're, you know, in a running group or something very social? How do you approach that person with confidence, right? So I got a really great question from a single guy that totally relates to this. Here's the question. Let's jump in. Dear Dating Advice Girl, my problem is how to start a conversation and how to make a girl interested in me. In fact, you know, if there's eye contact, sometimes there's eye contact between me and a girl, but when I see her looking at me, I look somewhere else. How can I get over this and ask her out? Okay, so again, I think a lot of people deal with this kind of nervousness. It's totally normal. Here are a few suggestions and a few tricks to get past your nervousness when you see someone who's super cute that you'd like to get to know better, okay? Push past the nervousness by starting a conversation, you know, by just saying hello, first of all. Just saying, hey, how you doing, or hi, is a really great thing to do. I mean, especially if it's like you're with your friends and they're with their friends or something. Saying hello is hello. Well, that's what we do in normal life anyway. But saying hi is just an easy opener. The other thing is, especially if you're like in a running group or something that's regular, maybe you're new to the group, or maybe you're it's not your first time, but you're still new, and maybe that person's more established in the group or something. You could basically be like, hey, so, you know, how long have you been running with Blacklist LA? Or how long have you been in this running group? You know, this is only my second time. Like, that should start some sort of conversation with that person. You know, and sometimes people just aren't in the mood for a chit chat. Fine. But if you start a conversation like that, it's like, oh, okay, well, this person's new to the group. I want to make them feel welcome. So, oh, yeah, I've been a part of this group for 6 months or whatever. Okay. So saying hello, asking how long they've been part of a group, or, you know, part of a social group or running group or whatever. You know, you could ask that person, maybe you're new to a town or new to the group, ask them if they know about any other running groups or any other athletic things that relate to that group. So maybe if you're, say you come to Blacklist LA, you see someone cute, you say, hey, how you doing? And then you say, oh, are you a part of any other running groups too? Or what else do you do for exercise? Or what else do you do to like keep in shape and that kind of stuff? And that's going to start a whole conversation about things. Also, what you can add on to that is when they tell you what else they do in terms of working out or social activities, you can be like, oh my God, that's so cool. Could me and a friend, like, can you give me that information? Because I'd love to go and maybe bring a friend with me next time that running group happens, or that hiking group happens, or that kind of thing. So you're getting information about them, starting a conversation, but also you're sort of making it so that you'll run into them again at one of these social things, and you're starting a conversation. And again, you know what, like Eric said in the interview, you know, you might start talking to someone and be like, ew, you know what? I thought they were cute, but I actually don't vibe with them at all now, you know? So you're just starting a conversation to gather information. Okay, so again, feel that nervousness. Everyone feels nervous, okay? Even guys and girls who seem like they aren't nervous are nervous. The difference between you and them is that they push past that nervousness and ask someone out anyway, or approach that person anyway, or start a conversation anyway. Everyone gets nervous, just some people hide it way better than others. And again, some people just are able to push past that nervousness, feel the nervousness, and acknowledge you're nervous, and still do whatever you want to do that makes you nervous, okay? That is the trick, okay? Another trick, though, is think about something you're really good at before you approach somebody, okay? If you think about how you're, you know, you just killed it in tennis last week, or, you know, you just, like, got a raise from your boss last week and you're balling, if you think about that kind of stuff before you approach someone, that gives you an instant confidence boost as you're approaching somebody. So it's not just like, woe is me, I'm nervous, whatever. You're like, no, I'm the man, or I'm the woman, and I just did this amazing thing last week, and I'm going to remember that as I walk up to this person confidently, because I'm kind of awesome and they should know that. Don't tell them you just got a raise. I'm just saying walk up to them with that feeling, okay? That feeling of accomplishment will be a really good boost for your level of confidence before you start that conversation, okay? And, I mean, you could always go the traditional route and be like, hey, my name is Aaron, and I just wanted to say, hey, I'm new to this group. You know, I just wanted to introduce myself because I don't really know anybody here, you know? But again, if you tell them, ask them what other running groups or things they do, say, hey, can I get that information about that group? Because I want to bring some friends too. And just say, hey, how long have you been a part of a group? That kind of thing. Things that relate to what you're, whatever you're doing are super good ways to introduce yourself. Okay. Be yourself. Just don't, you know, be yourself. And if someone doesn't like you, don't go out of your way to convince them to like you. If they're just not interested in you. And guess what? Not everyone is going to be interested in everybody. So find the people who are interested in you and have fun out there. Thanks again to Eric Valley of Blacklist LA. You're the best. I'll see you on Monday, and you guys join our group Monday nights 10 p.m. in LA. Check out their Instagram at Blacklist LA for more, and I will see you guys next time. Check out the YouTube video too for the full interview. I will see you guys next time, and thanks for listening. I'm the Dating Advice Girl for 99.3 KCLA FM in Los Angeles. See you guys next time.